Now, this is where it gets interesting because you see, there was a dual strategy on behalf of Sweden when it came to this NATO meeting. The Swedish Foreign Minister, Maria Malmer Stenergard, publicly aligned with the European allies at the NATO meeting in Helsingborg. And when I mean aligned, she kind of distanced herself from the current American administration on regards to Greenland and Iran and such things. However, and this is where it gets interesting, she bound Sweden to a US-led framework outside of the NATO and European consensus. And by this, I mean that Sweden joined the Pax Silica about 2 months ago, which Sweden is the first EU member state to do. So we don't really know how this is even going to play out. And secondly, during the NATO summit, we also signed the Technology Prosperity Deal, further deepening Sweden and US bilateral tech ties. And when I mean tech ties, I obviously mean technology closely linked to the military industrial complex.